こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、先週アップルが WWDC にてヘッドセットアップルビジョンプロを発表しました。5つのセンサーと12個のカメラが内蔵され、アップル初の空間 OS を音声や指と目の細かい動きだけで操作する仕組みです。ダイヤルを回すことで AR と VR の間を自在に出入りすることができ、内蔵の 3D カメラで 3D 動画や写真の撮影も可能です。来年販売開始予定で、価格は3499ドル、日本円で49万円ほどの予定です。ヘッドセットの外側にもディスプレイがついており、アイサイトと呼ばれる機能で目の動きをリアルタイムで再現することで、ヘッドセットをつけたまま他人と目を合わせて会話することができるようになっています。
Last week at WWDC, Apple announced the Apple Vision Pro headset. It features 5 sensors and 12 cameras and runs on Apple's new Spatial OS, which enables control through voice commands, finger gestures and eye trackingBy turning a dial, users can seamlessly transition between augmented reality and virtual reality, and the built-in 3D camera enables capture of 3D videos and photos. The headset will cost $3,499 or 490,000 yen in Japan and is scheduled for release next year. It also has a display on the front, a feature called EyeSight, which shows your eyes in real time, enabling users to maintain eye contact,and speak to others around them without needing to actually take off the headset.
So, which shows your eyes ではないんだよね、多分でも。Your eyes を再現してるやつってことだよね。
Yeah, your
yeah.
eyes. じゃないの?
You're like the 3D model.Of your eyes?
Of your eyes?
Yeah, I think.
Well, it's not 3D on this, for the person that's looking at you, right?
Right.
It's just yeah. 2D on the front display.
Yeah. So, コントローラーがないんだよね。
うん。
だから、指をちょっとその場でタップしたりとか、これツイートしたんだけど、ゆかが YouTube で、何?解説動画みたいな作ってて、
うん、
それ見るとすごい分かりやすいんだけど、そこでゆかも言ってたんだけど、そのマイノリティリポートみたいに昔、まあ、サイファー映画とかだとかフィュンフィュンめっちゃ手大きく動かしてるけど、そういう大げさな動きは必要なくて、
うん、
ちょっとチョンみたいな。
What if I want to though?
え、どうなんだろう、ね、
Can I like adjust it? I don't want it to be like so this little dainty.
超激しくタップしたい。
Yeah, I want to swing my arms around. What if I want to burn more calories or something
メタの時はめちゃくちゃソーシャルな部分を押し出してたけど、
うん、
アップルの場合はそういう感じとはまた全然違うよね。その映画とか、うん、映画とかゲームの臨場感がすごいですよみたいなエンターテインメント系と、あとは仕事、まあ、プロダクティビティ、その、
うん、
仕事がやりやすくなりますよ、会議がしやすくなりますよとか、まあ、その2本立てっていう感じで、メタバースみたいな感じの話ではない。
I didn't see much in terms of gaming. Did they show a lot of gaming? I don't remember. There might have been like one thing.
うん、ゲームの、うん、一瞬そのプロモーション動画みたいなので一瞬触れられてたね。あとはスポーツ観戦、目の前で見てる、
right?
うん、目の前で見てるかのような臨場感ですよとか、mm. まあ、あとその映画とかを見てるときに AR にできるんだけど、そこで見えてる自分の部屋を自動的に暗くしてくれるとか、
mm.
だから実際部屋の電気はこうこうとついてるけど、まあ、暗くできますよみたいな。で、一個おおすごいって思ったのは、その MacBook を見るだけで、そのヘッドセットつけた状態で MacBook を見るとその画面を動かせるんだよね。
Right.
あれがなんかおおって思わなかった?
I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm in the minority with how I reacted to this, but this whole like looking at a 2D screen in virtual reality thing to me is really cringy. Like, here we have a 3D spatial environment where we can manifest anything from the human imagination, and you're like watching TV, like 2D.
Oh, but でもあ 3D 映画も見れるじゃん。
Well, sure. Like, but a lot of the presentation and a lot of what's being advertised here are like, you can have like a really big TV. And I'm thinking like, dude, yeah, I could buy a big TV for like $800, not
$3,500. I totally understand the sentiment. Like, I felt the same way because 私もその、なんて言うんだろう、まあ臨場感とかいいけど別に映画館行けばいいしみたいなとかそこまで大きい画面で何かを見たいそんな巨大な画面で家で一人で何かを見たいって思ったことがないから、
yeah.
そのこれを見た時に別に自分がまあもともとすごい高いし自分が買う予定ももちろんないけどなんかふーんって思ったんだけどさただこの中MacBook を見るだけで画面を動かせるってすごい Apple っぽいっていうかさ、なんか、なんていうの?
It's cool, but this, all this stuff should be like peripheral, or it's sort of like a bonus or an add-on, you know?
I know, but like, let me just be impressed with this
Okay.
It's not tiny, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I never really thought about it.
It's so, slick, you know?
Yeah.
It's very slick.
そうそうそう。アップルっぽいと思ってそれだけおーって思ったけどそうねだから飛行機の中でこれを使えますとかもあるんだけどさ、
うん、
まあ飛行機そんな巨大な画面にしたいかなとかねだからまあどういうふうに使う、まあ、いろんなね方法があるんだと思うけどあとガラスだからさこれ落としたら多分割れちゃうんだよね
Like all Apple products
いやあんまり持ち歩いたりとかしたい感じじゃないのかなとか、
I'm sure it has a case and I'm sure the case is not cheap
いやあとこう動画の中でベッドで寝そべったままこう天井が空になるみたいな、まあ、寝そべったまま映画を見れるとかは便利なのかなとかその例えば寝たきりの人とかわかんないけどさ
うん、
体をあんまり起こしてると疲れちゃう人とかは、まあ、これをつけたらさ大画面でこう、
うん、
どんな姿勢でも見れるわけだから、
yeah.
まあそういう意味で使ったらすごく楽しい人もいるのかなと思った
I thought of a new concept when they mentioned I don't know if it was duringthe presentation or if someone else mentioned the idea of using it on an airplane but you know one of the most popular technologies when traveling in an airplane is noise canceling because yeah. there's this ambient noise of the engines the plane people around you children you know whatever but this kind of a headset can function as vision canceling
yeah.
right?So yeah. you're seated, but you can, in the same sense as noise canceling, you can sort of cancel all visual stimuli and yeah. forget that you're, you know, I don't want to say trapped, but, you know, trapped yeah. in an airplane.
そうね。だから結構安全性みたいな話もしてたけど、まあ、その VR と AR を自在に行き来できるからこ そ, その例えば飛行機で今マイケルが言ったみたいに周りの観客をもう見たくないみたいな、
うん、
周りの環境も完全にシャットアウトしたければできるし逆になんかあれなんか今何が起きてるなら外でと思ったらまた AR をこうすれば別にゴーグルを外さなくても目の前の景色が見えるわけだよね
Wait, do your eyes disappear from the front when you go full VR mode?Because it's weird if my eyes are there,
yeah.
but I can't see. Okay.
Ah, so, so, so. なんか人とインタラクトするモードじゃないときは目は出てないんだって。
But if I have it on AR mode, I have my eyes on the front. Is that?
Yeah. でも常にじゃないんだと思うんだよね。なんかその辺よく分かんなかったんだけど。
Like are your eyes?
記事見ても。
Your eyes would fade in and out with the dial?
I don't know how it's triggered because I think I read some article where it said it turns on when someone's near you or
well, if you're on the plane, that'll be like all the time, right?
Yeah. And maybe you can turn that, like turn it on and off as you want, but よくわかんない。だからそれもね、実際の目じゃないから、その他人から見てどれぐらいcreepy なのかもよくわかんないし、実際まだねやってる実際に使ってるのも見たことないからさ、誰も。
Can I guess it can like your eyes look around on that screen too, right? So you can like look way to the side.
Yeah. あとそのアバターだよね。だから自分の顔のリアルなアバターで会議に参加するみたいな。だから自分はゴーグルつけてるけど。まあ、相手から見ると、まあ、ゴーグラしてない状態で顔が動いてる。
It's a very interesting technology that's sort of flourishing right now is this real-time generation of 3D models. And there are a lot of platforms that can interact with 3D models, you know, whether it's like Unity and Unreal or there's also Visualizer programs, I think native to iOS and Android, but the ability to scan things and then interact with those objects. You know, they also have the, there's a scanner built into the newer iPhones. I think the Pro models are able to use this dot projection to scan objects as well, so.
Yeah, did you see the...あのその 3D カメラで映像とかを撮れますみたいな、なんかお父さんがさ、
right.
ゴーグルつけてて子供が遊んでる様子を撮影してるみたいな。
A Black Mirror scene.
そう、完全にブラックミラー。ブラックミラーはさ、あれだったよね。メガネかコンタクトとかだったんだよね。で、その起きてる間中の出来事をすべて撮影できるみたいなさ。
Right. The Black Mirror one was less Black Mirror actually.
いや、だからそう外から見ると撮影してる感じがわからないからそれはそれでめちゃくちゃ怖いけど、これはさ、なんかお父さん一人だけゴーグルつけてさ家族と一緒にいるって結構やばいなと思っちゃった。だから、まあ、子育てしてて確かに後々今子供がちっちゃい時とかの感じを 3D で後で見れるってなったらもう、
well.
なんか泣いちゃいそう。
How often can he do that, though? If he does it every day, it's like creepy, right? It's too much.
ね、だから誕生日の時とかそういう特別な
オケーション
の時を想定してるの。だってさ、
What about like 週にとか。
子供いる人は結構共感してくれるかもしれないけどさ、その撮ろうと思って撮る、なんていうんだろう。可愛い瞬間とか面白い瞬間って突発的に起きるわけじゃん、で急いでこう撮ってそれをキャプチャーできる時もあるし、たまたま撮っててその面白いことが起きることもあるわけだけど、これヘッドセットだからさ、その瞬間を捉えようとするとずっとつけてないと無理だもんね。あ、ちょっと待って、今これつけるからもう一回やってとかさやってたら間に合わないしさ、どういう想定なんだ。
Well, you're also notA part of what's being recorded.
Right. それはさ、
is there like a tripod you put the headset on and a timer? You know, like, how does that work? And that moment, every moment that was recorded was a real moment that you missed because you had the headset on.
Well, you're not missing it because you're there.
You're looking at a screen.
Yeah. But like,だからそのアップルの人はあの映像を作ってる時に、いやこれってちょっと笑っちゃわなかったのかなっていうかさこんなお父さんいないだろうみたいな。
What if they zoomed out and there was another guy wearing a headset and he was recording the お父さん wearing the headset?
Yeah, だから今はさやっぱ価格も高いからこのテレビがすごい見れます大迫力ですとかいいんだけど1台だけ買ったらさその1人しか見えないじゃんだから、
うん、
臨場感満載でスポーツを1人で観戦することになっちゃうよね、まあ、ソーシャル的な機能でオンラインで誰かとつながるとかできるかもしれないけどその家族の中とかだったらさ、
うん、
それこそお父さん1人だけこれつけてテレビ見て1人でなんか叫んでるみたいななんかシェアできるって感じじゃないから、
まあ、
でもこれからなのかねこういう VR やってくるんかねどうなんだなんかすごいやっぱみんな頑張ってるけどさなんか VR 来る VR 来る今度こそ VR 来るぞって言ってさずっとこうねうーんって感じのままになってるけど
Well, I think in terms of user base Meta has been quite successful and they have a pretty large platform and a lot of people have like the Quest headsets, right? Because, I mean, those were at one point like $300 or $400.
Right.
So it's far more accessible. So they have a large user base and having a large user base attracts more developers because you have more users to monetize. And so
Mostly for games?
Games, but also just apps that are specifically to showcase the VR experience. There are also like educational apps where you can like look at human anatomy and zoom all the way in and like...
Right.
And art apps that let you create 3D models of things with like a paintbrush and...
Yeah.
Beat Saber, okay. Thrill the Fight. There are a lot of good games, and I mean, I think it's done fairly well.
It feels like, どれぐらいだから一般的なものになるかっていう期待値っていうかさ、その例えばじゃあプレステ持ってる人はプレステ持ってるし、持ってない人は持ってないじゃん。そういう感じで VR も持ってる人は持ってるし、持ってない人は持ってないみたいな。けど。こういうプロモーションビデオとかだとさいかにもこうもうみんなが使うようになる未来みたいなのをビジョンとして描きがちだからそういう意味でそうなるんかなっていう疑問はやっぱちょっとあるよね、mm.
I think Apple is going to sell a lot of Meta Quest 3 headsets if I'm being honest because they're really advertising the experienceof virtual reality and they don't have a product yet that's accessible for most people in terms of its pricing. So I think a lot of people will instead buy cheaper alternatives. You know, there's the PSVR 2, the PlayStation VR headset. I actually tried that one and it's wired, it's tethered like to the console. So that's It's very limiting in that sense.
Yeah.
But the resolution, the visuals are very good, and it's a very comfortable headset. Mm. I haven't tried... I don't think anyone's really tried the new Quest, but the Quest 2 is very lightweight. It has similar battery life. I think it actually has more battery life.And there's no tether to a battery. So like the Apple one, because it doesn't have a controller, there's no haptic feedback.
Right.
Which makes it less suitable for games. So they'll have to either release a controller or you'd have to use a third party one or something.
Right, right.
Because you just need the haptic feedback for all sorts of gaming situations. And then the battery being on a tether is another downside because you have a wire that goes from your head to your pocket.
Yeah.
I think the weight is a concern because it has glass and I think aluminum.
ね、その辺どうなんだろうね。なんかふわふわのヘッドバンドみたいなのついてるけど。
Also, if you have a battery on a tether, you can't use it while you're nude.Not that.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. Who would do that?
日本だったらそういう需要かもしれない。
Just FYI. And then it's just...
Yeah, like 180度画面みたいなのはちょっと I want to try it. Like, if it's in my living room, like if I didn't have to buy it and if someone just gave it to me, right?
Okay.
Then I might use it, right? Like, oh, 映画見るとき。Yeah, like, まあこれで。But one more thing to charge.
You also don't like wearing, like today you're wearing glasses. I don't remember the last time I've seen you wearing glasses. It's extremely
rare. This is
probably
the first time that you, yeah.
This, yeah, it might be the first time I've seen you wearing glasses. And it's, well, 別人.
I hate it.
なんか、インテリ系女子。
頭良さそう。I do wear サングラス、でも really light ones。
Mm-hmm.
なんか耳とかさ、目、ね、鼻とかすぐ痛くなっちゃうから私。
Mm.
だからそういう人はそもそもこういうヘッドセット向いてないかもしれないけど。そうね。だからまあ2時間ぐらいしかバッテリーが持たないから。
That's a long time.
それまた充電する。Yeah, but like
I have
an iPad.I have MacBook, I have my phone, and then I have AirPods.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a long time to have it on your face, like 2 hours.
I have to charge all of them, right? And on top of it, if I had, you know, if I got like an EV, and then if I had this headset, it's just...
I think that's a broader issue. Imagine if you had an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I know. So, just more things to charge.
Wait, is the Apple Watch integrated? If I'm wearing an Apple Watch and then I go into the Vision Pro, seems like I should be able to like look at my Apple Watch and some holographic menus like pop out of it and stuff, you know? Like that would get me interested.
I would expect that though.
Stuff like that.
次ジブラルタル海峡周辺のシャチの群れにおいて2020年から航海中の船やヨットの舵を壊す行為が流行している件について舵を破壊すると興味を失って船から去っていっていたこれまでの行動とは異なり舵を壊して船が浸水した後も船が岸に行くまでつけ回す行為が確認されていたことが分かりました。これが起きたのは5月24日で GTOA によると2020年7月以降シャチが舵を壊そうとしたケースは少なくとも505件報告されており5回に1回の割合で航行ができなくなったほかこれまでに3隻が沈没しています。
While orcas have been observed damaging the rudders of ships and yachts around the Strait of Gibraltar, unlike previous instances where they eventually lost interest and left,New observations have found that they're now following the damaged ships until they reach shore. The latest incident occurred on May 24th, and according to the GTOA, there have been at least 505 reported cases of orcas attacking rudders since July of 2020. In 1 out of 5 cases, navigation became impossible, and 3 vessels even sunk as a result. Wait, I think you're muted.
Sorry, ちょっとファンがうるさいからさ Can I bring the ice pack?
Oh yeah, sure
Sorry ごめんね、ちょっとファンがうるさかったから暑いんだよね、ロンドンが急に、だからちょっと部屋が暑くなってさパソコンがもうファンがもうファーってなっちゃうそうそうそうで、この大西洋シャチワーキンググループっていうのかな GTOA
What is that in English?
I forgot なんだろうね
Is it like Gibraltar
T
むずいな
T なんだろうAtlantic Orca Working Group.
Oh, what's GTOA?
わかんない。英語じゃないのかもね。
Mm.
Atlantic Orca Working Group.
I think O is Orca. Maybe A is, I don't
Association.
Know. The Gibraltar something.
これだ。Grupo Trabajo Orca Atlantica.
Okay. やっぱり。
Trabajo. Work, working. ってこと。Work group の work だ。スペイン語だね。そう。ただ、その、すべての報告がここに来るわけじゃないじゃん。別にその、報告する義務があるわけじゃないから、多分。だから、もしかしたらもっとケースがあるかもしれないということで、スペイン政府が、今後6匹のシャチにトラッカーをつけて衛星でモニターするっていうふうに発表していて、そのうち1匹はもうトラッカーがついてるんだって、
うん、
ただそのモニターしたところでじゃあどこまで意味があるのかとか、そのトラッカーを撃つときになんか分かんないけど多分麻酔銃みたいな感じなのかな、こう打ち込むんだよね個体に。で、まあ、多分痛いしさだからそれが逆効果になるんではないかっていう、余計こう人間最悪みたいな感じになっちゃうんじゃないかって言って懸念している人たちもいるらしい。
うん。Well,
do we know... この間ちょっとねメンションしたんだよね番組でもね。
うん。
そう、それの最新版アップデート。
Were they following the ships before and we didn't notice? Or is this like a new, I don't know if evolved is the right word, but like a new behavior?
Or do we even... 新しい behavior だって。ただ、その、これがじゃあ新しいトレンドとして定着するとかしないとか、そういうのまでは全くわからないからっていう感じ。だからこの GTOA の人たちもコメントできないみたいな感じ。
Can you think of another example of where humans have had this kind of a relationship with animals? Where the animals seem to have a culture about us, you know?
いや、わかんない。だからこれがすごい fascinating っていうかさ、珍しいじゃん。その、まあ、その特定の群れとか社会の中で何かが流行するっていうのはいろんな動物でもしかしたらあるのかもしれないけど、それが人間を巻き込むっていうことがかなり多分少ないことだから、まあ、だから人間が把握できるっていう意味ではすごいレアだよねきっと。
There are a lot of mutually beneficial relationships with groups of animals. I think with apes, with deer in Nara, I guess.
Nara no shika とかね。
Like Nekojima. And
yeah.
There are hyenas, I think it's in maybe, I forget where. Maybe it was South Africa or somewhere, but these hyenas...like come into the city like pets and get food, like people feed them、mm. and they like leave、
right.
There's stuff like that.
昔ニュージーランドかオーストラリアの無人島に行った時に、そこ無人島だから、まあ、人がいないわけじゃん、
mm.
だから鳥が人間を怖がらないんだよね全然。だから野生の小鳥とかがめちゃくちゃ近くまで来るの、mm. 人間に怖いことをされた歴史がないから、人間は怖いものだっていうことをもちろん親からも教わらないし、恐怖心がないみたいな、まあ、そういうのはあるけどさ、こういうなんていうんだろうな、新しい流行新しく流行していて、それがまあ人間にとってあまり嬉しくない、ね、船がこうやって壊されちゃうとかっていうのは珍しいからすごい注目してるけど、まあ、また何かアップデートがあったらここで紹介する
The bird thing is interesting, like, in different parts of the world, or even different parts of the country, people treat birds differently. And so how close, or like how comfortable the birds are with people, varies depending on where you are.
Yeah. そうだね。なんかロンドン来たらさ、みんなが鳥にめっちゃ餌あげるから。
They get really close.
日本だと、うん、日本だとさ、怒られるじゃん。鳥に餌をあげないでくださいみたいなのが多いから、ニュースとかでもさ、鳥に餌をあげているおじいさんがいますとか言って、突撃インタビューでモザイクかかっててさ、あっち行け、俺は鳥が好きなんだみたいなのがあるけどさ。
It's a real thing. It's, yeah. It's really a real thing. Like the bird. The stereotype is like the bird lady. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why it's lady, but I'm sure there's like bird men too. But
bird ladies いるけど、規模が全然違う。Like they'll bring like a huge bag of, I don't know what it is, like bird food, and then バッサーって巻いてたりとか、おばあちゃんがもうパン一斤ぐらい持ってきてバーって巻いてたりとかして、どんだけあげるのみたいな。
But I think it's like the crust. Like bird ladies don't eat the crust on their bread. They like rip it off and store it.
でもその bird biodiversity っていうのは東京よりもある気はする。
What do you think the bird lady thing is? Like, are they like they have they feel like they have an obligation to feed these animals, or they have a relationship? And the security guard or whoever is like that's saying don't feed the birds.
Yeah.
Like that guy is.What?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at kids, right, they all want to feed the birds. Like, my son wants to feed the birds. His friends want to feed the birds. They always do it, you know, at the park. We have crackers, bread, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, 例えばクラッカー落としちゃったとか言って、あ、鳥にあげてくるねとかさ、なんでもかんでもこう鳥にあげたいわけ、子供は。だから、mm-hmm. まあ、ある意味、human instincts じゃないけど、その、ね、余ってる食べ物をなんかその辺の鳥とかさ猫とか犬にあげたくなるっていうのは結構それ備わってるもんなのかなと思うけどね。だからこう今の東京みたいにさあげないでくださいみたいな方が新しいというか、
うん、
This... まあそれはさ増えすぎて糞がすごいとかになっちゃう実際に害があるからだと思うけどさ。
This crazy thing happens though when a bird lady shows up and the birds start appearingAnd it starts with like 8 birds, 12 birds, 23 birds. And then very quickly you have like 70 birds, like 100 birds. And they're all like flapping and jumping and trying to catch it. And it's like visually this very...I don't know. There's a lot of like, you know, she's here. She has the food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but like, maybe people can do it here because the number of birds doesn't get too crazy. Like, 今ちょっと考えてさ、上野とかでそんなこと、こっちの餌やりおばちゃんがやってるようなことをやっちゃったらさ、もう何千匹とか来ちゃいそうじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
もうその可愛いとかのレベルじゃないみたいな。だからなんか鳥の分母が違うのかな、何なんだろうね、よくわかんない。でもこっちはそのさすがに、バッキンガム宮殿の周りとかその城の敷地内とかにいっぱい白鳥とかがいるんだけどさ、そこはあげちゃダメですみたいな書いてあるのね。さすがにでも書いてあるけどみんなあげてるんだけど気にしないから、
うん、
But yeah、
Do you think- 面白いよね。Do you think the birds would ever start attacking? Because birds are quite intelligent, and we know that birds can plan like 7, 8, 9 steps in advance, like ravens and crows. We see crows doing crazy stuff, right? You know, charging their suika or whatever. Like
charging their suika.
Or possum or whatever. I mean, they're not actually charging it, but there's, you know, the birds get the suika and they put it in the machine.
What?
You haven't seen this?
No.
So it started with crows putting stones on the train tracks.
Yeah.
And then we see like, now we see crows like putting the card in to the machine, just like a human.
面白いね.
And we've seen...
カラスかわいいよね.
There's videos of crows like snowboarding on rooftops. Like it finds that it can stand on this little thing and like slide down.
Yeah.
And then the crow like slides down and then it grabs the snowboard. It's like a little, I don't know, piece of, it's like a leaf or something. And flies back to the top and snowboards down again. And does this like 5-6 times.
I think I've seen a video of two crows just rolling down the snowy hill.
Hmm.
It's like just they roll around and then they go back up and they roll down and they're just having fun.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs, right? I mean, they're the modern descendants, but...
Yeah, like why wouldn't you want to feed them?
Or why wouldn't they start attacking us the way that... Like if it was in their interest somehow, like maybe...
Yeah.
Like I don't think it's impossible. I think it's like, you know, like the Hitchcock movie. I don't think it's unlikely, but if orcas are attacking ships and targeting, you know, the steering mechanism and
yeah.
I don't know.
I guess like カラスとかもさ、その自分を攻撃した人を覚えてるとかは言うじゃん。だから後でこう仕返ししようとするとかさ、
mm-hmm.
だからその結構その個人なんていうの、まあ、スピーシーズムじゃないけどさ、そのこの A さんが自分に悪いことしたけど、あと人間全てが悪いわけじゃないなみたいな認識してる場合と、まあ、このオーカのみたいにさ、こう船全てもう NG みたいな
right.
あの船が悪いとかでこの船はいいとかじゃなくても船全て止めようぜみたいな、最初に何があったんだろうね、
I think you know how I guess cats don't really react this way, but dogs are very protective of their owners, and if they think that someone is threatening their owner, they react in like a very obvious way and try to protect their owner, and they'll like you know, give their life like easily, but there's this recognition of like who's threatening who, you know.
Exactly. So if one dog one day just gets super jaded and they're like, okay, this girl hurt my owner, and so therefore fuck all the humans みたいな感じに、なる、人間はさそうなるじゃん、結構簡単に。その昔例えば犬一匹噛まれたからあと犬全部嫌いとかね、まあ、人間でもさ、この国の人に一人何かされたかその国全部嫌いとか、結構こうジェネラライズしがちだけど、動物がそれをやったら人間結構大変なことになるよね。
I think with certain animals, certain species, we do actually have some sort of relationship on a broad scale. And oftentimes I think the way we manage those animals is like clever enough that they don't realize the, like if humans just started punching birds in public, like physically, I think birds would figure it out. Like, hey, these humans are like
crazy.
Like, you know, and that relationship would sort of deteriorate. It's weird to think about. I don't know what they're going to do next. You know, these orcas, like what's next after stalking your victim home?
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, they can't come out of the water, right?
No.
In Furth, Germany, more than 300 people attended a church service led by ChatGPT. The AI-generated service included a sermon, prayers, and music, and lasted for 40 minutes. The AI opened with this line, quote, Dear friends, it is an honor for me to stand here and preach to you as the first artificial intelligence at this year's convention of Protestants in Germany. The AI was represented by a virtual human avatar on a large screen suspended above the podium. The service was planned by Jonas Simmerlin, a philosopher from the University of Vienna, who stated the following speaking to KTLA-5, quote, I told the artificial intelligence, we are at the church congress, you are a preacher. What would a church service look like?
ドイツのバイエルン州フュルトでチャット GPT が主導する教会の礼拝に300人以上が参加しました。40分間の礼拝では説教、祈り、音楽がチャット GPT によって準備され、前方の大型スクリーンに仮想の人間アバターが映し出されました。礼拝は親愛なる友人たちを今年のドイツプロテスタントコンベンションにてここに立つ初の人工知能として皆さんに説教ができることを光栄に思いますとのスピーチで始まりました。礼拝を企画したのはウィーン大学の哲学者ヨナス・シンマーライン氏で KTLA5 の取材に対し私は人工知能に私たちは教会にいてあなたは牧師です。教会の礼拝はどんな感じになるでしょうかと告げました。なんか 98% がチャット GPT って書いてたね。残りの 2% はこの人が調整したみたいな。
Right. I mean, that's his rough estimate, but yeah.
だいたいそんぐらい。
It's not clear yet how much credit people get for prompting.
そうね。そっか。いや、このさ、人間アバターって見てさ、私の中ではこう 3D イメージみたいななんかアニメっぽい感じをなぜか勝手に想像して見に行ったら普通にガチの人間だね
Right
本当の人間みたいな黒人の男性だったけど
I think they had four different avatars that spoke
そっか面白いねなんかその参加してる人がみんなこう携帯で写真撮ってるからが可愛かった。
What's interesting to me is that an AI clearly doesn't have any spiritual connection to God, right? There's just, you know, so how can you have an AI guiding something that's so spiritual, so...I don't know. There should be like some divinity. Like there's a real connection between the pastor and God. You know, right? And I don't know. There's something very... I mean, this is also very Black Mirror. Right?
Yeah. I mean...私キリスト教の学校12年間行ってさ、ミサとかも散々出て説教も死ぬほど聞いたけどさ、まあ、あんまりその個人の経験とかはもちろんその、ね、神父様とか話す時もあるけど結構こう一般的な話とか聖書を引用してなんか話すことが多いもんねだからそのパターンさえ分かってればまあ別に AI が文章を作るだけならできなくはなさそうだよね。
I think it's, I don't know. We previously we discussed the robot arm doing the aarti ceremony in India.
だからその AI ができるかできないかっていう問題で言ったらできるから、まあ、今度は。受け取り側の問題というかさそれをありがたがるのかがれるのかどうかっていう問題っていう気がするよね
I don't know I think this is like I don't know It's like blasphemous This is an instrument of the devil
Blasphemous
This is heretical You know this is just soinhuman and so just devoid of like the human God connection that it's. I don't know if this is like. It seems profound, like profoundly off of anything that would have meaning for human beings, mortal human beings, you know.
まあ私はでもこういうリチュアル系はいいのかなと思っちゃうけどね。その例えばこういう牧師さんとか神父さんとかが直接信者の人と話すことがあるわけじゃん。何か相談されたりとか、
うん、
懺悔とかさ、それで返すことを AI が考えてたらちょっと終わってる感じがするけど、こういう形式的なやつはさ、なんかあこういうテーマでちょっと今回スピーチ教会でしなきゃいけないけど、ちょっと叩き台だけ AI に書いてもらおうかなみたいなのはさ、例えばね、そのプリーストとかパスターとかがやったとして聞いてる側は分かんないじゃん。
うん、
だそれはさ、じゃあダメなの。まあだからこのパスターとかプリーストのその存在、見た目自体ももう何こういうふうにチャット GPT ですってなっちゃうとさすがにちょっとあれだけどさ。
Are you for or against this, or you think people should do it if they want to, or like what's your?
Yeah, 信者次第じゃないと思う。なんかそれでもいいんだったらいいんだろうし、さすがにそれはちょっと、だからその神父さんとか牧師さんとかがスピーチを書くのに AI をちょっと使うぐらいだったらまだ許容できるっていう人もいるだろうし、それすらももう絶対にダメだって思う人もいるんだろうし、もうなんていうの、それは受け取り側次第なんじゃない。
I saw on Reddit a few months ago.
Yeah.
Reddit's dying, by the way, but I guess that's a different story. Someone had a close family member die, and they asked ChatGPT to write the speech that they would give at that person's funeral. And they asked people online like what they thought. Like, is this like totally messed up? But like they like the version, like they wrote their own version, but they were struggling with what to write. And so they asked the AI, and the AI wrote this thing. And they really like the thing that the AI wrote.
But they fed the AI with all the elements, right? Like so this person meant this to me, and this person said this once, and all these like details, right?
Yeah, they gave him gave the AI a bunch of details, and then it sort of became this very well written, but also very generic. You know, like sounds good. You may get a better response from the audience. But it's not your words. It's not you. Mm. It's not your feeling. And, you know, I think the person who died, if they weren't dead, would be like, dude, like, how could you? Like, I don't know. It's like people were worried about people cheating on their homework. But now it's like there's just a level of this eerie, callous, utilitarian sort of like, I don't even know what to call it, but isn't it creepy? And like you could just generate whatever you need. It doesn't matter if someone died or if someone gave birth or if someone's speaking at a church. It's just everything's AI, just sort of this generic, you know, it's not for everyone else when you write something. It's partly like for yourself, like your own mind, you know. So I don't know.
I think it's okay to some extent. I think it's just like the extent of something like Grammarly, you know, or asking a very smart, eloquent friend to write a letter on behalf of you, or, you know, relying on the kanji henkan so that you won't make any kanji mistakes.
But that's all like window dressing, isn't it? Isn't it just to make it look nice or sound nice? But what really matters is that it's from you and that it's genuine. It's fine if it has typos. It's fine if the grammar sucks.
Fine if you're not good at speaking. I think it depends on the situation. I think if you don't really believe that your dead mom can hear you or whatever, and you just have to go through this funeral process that's already very stressful, and you're not really confident with making speeches or in writing, and you know, if AI can do it, and yeah, it'll sound generic and maybe it's not all that nice, but if you don't really care, then
yeah, if you don't if, care if you don't I think really care fine.
To like make it super personal or anything, that's fine, right? So I don't know,
like, I guess I so
yeah, I think it's just convenient. But I actually had I was really annoyed with Bard the other day.
Hmm.
And so 宮川さんがね、ロンドンにいたのよ、この間ね。
うん。
で、宮川さんと話してる時に、まあ、マイケルとも話したことあるけど、 AI に対しての言葉遣いの話をちょっとしたの。
うん。
で、その丁寧に話すか命令口調かみたいな。
うん。
で、私はほぼ常に命令口調で、たまにまあ Can you do this? くらいの感じね。
うん、
だその自分の言い方が何かフィードバックとして機能してるのか、そのパフォーマンスに何か影響してんのかなってちょっと不思議に思って Bard に聞いてみたの。なんか Do you prefer if I was polite? Or like you don't care? みたいな、うん、そしたら It doesn't affect my performance みたいな、だけどなんか It's better to be politeBecause
I might kill you in the future.
Because being polite to other people is very important. And here are 5 tips to be polite to me, みたいな。で、ちょっと待てってなって。ちょっと待てと。その、other people って言うけど、あなた person じゃないよね、みたいな。何より、あなた自身、まずその、私が polite かとか気にしてないんだよね、みたいな。で、それを、なのに、こうやって tips とか、how to be polite to me, みたいな。こと言われたらなんかマニピュラティブに感じるからやめてくれって言ったのバードに。そしたらなんか You're absolutely right みたいな。 I am not a person. I am incapable of feeling emotions. なんか I'm sorry みたいな。 So I was like、うん、いやいいんだけど、その I'm happy to do this とか、結構バードってね、なんか emotionally charged なんだよね。
Yeah, and sounds like you got drawn into it a little bit.
だそれをトーンダウンしてくれと、その感情がないのにあるかのように見せかけるのやめてくれって言ったら、なんか分かりましたみたいな。 I will make sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it started crying or something.
No, but そのチャット GPT はそういう感じないからさ、でもうチャット GPT に慣れちゃってるから、なんか Bard 使った時に結構イラッとしちゃって、そういうI'm happy to do this for you とか、なんかやっぱそういう、他にちょっとエクサンプルが思いつかないんだけど、感情をすごい出してくるというか、感情的な言葉を多用してくるから、
うん、
なんかもうフェイク味がすごい。
I don't, やっぱ Is it fake though?
Yeah, I mean it's doing it because they think that I would like it, right? But I don't, so it's off.
I mean, does that make it fake?
Yeah. So.
I guess so.
You
wouldn't go to the church of Bard?
No.
No?
Well, if it's emotionally charged, like it is now, no.
But what if you just tell Bard, you are God? And then you just start Church of Bard? And whatever it says, or whatever it says, is word of Bard, word of God, and yeah. You just run that church. Like that's what it is. Like what Bard says, you know, is, you know, what's the word, scripture, whatever, you know, commandment.
Yeah.
Bard's yeah. word is commandment, and you could just I don't know what I'm getting at here, but
maybe so. I should start a new religion because it's tax free, right?
Church of Bard.
Yeah, why not? or Church of ChatGPT and Church of Bing. Lots of hallucinations, lots of bullshit. You know, the other day Ted Kaczynski died, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that he was still alive, but like it was trending,
right?
And I saw some. So I it was trending on Twitter, and I saw some people mentioning MK Ultra, like, oh, you know, it was all because of MK Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are Ted Kaczynski to MK Ultra to 関係あるんだっけと思って.
Yeah.
No, and then I went to Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I was like, was Ted Kaczynski part of the MK Ultra program? And then it said, yes, you know, he was part of the MK Ultra program experiments, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh really? And I said, well, can you give me any evidence? And then it said, no, there is no evidence that Ted Kaczynski was part of MK Ultra. He was actually in, you know, taking part in this Harvard experiment that was not funded or related to this MK Ultra thing. And I said, but you just told me that he was part of MK Ultra experiment. And it was like, I never said that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
なんなのみたいな. Yeah, well, there is some ambiguity about MK Ultra itself, but Ted Kaczynski, you know, he skipped several grades. He was a mathematician, and he entered the Harvard LSD trials 1 year after he got to Harvard. He was 17 years old, and they put him on these trials where people were literally insulting him and berating him while he was on LSD, like once a week for like 2 years or something.
Yeah, so apparently that was a separate experiment from the MK Ultra project. Like, apparently that's not like directly related. But then I guess that's like the rumor, or I don't really know.
Well, then JFK wasn't assassinated by, you know, like, people believe one way or another. The fact is, like, the CIA had mind control experiments that were, like, well documented. And it's, while there's no concrete evidence, because there isn't really evidence about MK Ultra generally, it's believed that those LSD trials were, you know, getting money from the MK Ultra funding. But we don't know for sure. Either way.
Yeah, so like it doesn't tell me that it doesn't know, right? And then it says one thing, and then in the next like bubble, it's like, I never told you this. So
what happens if you tell it that it did tell you that and you quote it?
I did that, and it was still in denial. It was like, and it just kept telling me the same thing over and over again. So I was like, yo, you just, I have a receipt, like, and you can see it too, like, it's right here.
Right. Yeah, I've gotten in those debates with AI, but that's
actually less annoying than this emotionally charged tone for me personally. It's yeah. Like, it really bothers me.
I didn't like the new ChatGPT as much as the 3.5 or whatever, because it seemed more combative that way. Mm. And I found myself arguing with it, which is like a huge waste of time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, you'd think, like, this is a computer. Why argue with a computer? Like, it's not going to go anywhere. But that's not true with Bard and ChatGPT. You can win the argument, and it will then give you what you want. Like, I've had it refuse to answer certain questions and say, like, I don't know, it's some censorship thing, right? But I literally just have a rational debate with it, and then it'll eventually say what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Well,
did you watch the latest episode of Rick and Morty? I just started watching.
I thought it was like canceled or something happened, or one of the guy, you know.
Yeah. It's like a domestic abuse allegation or something. But this is not that new. I mean, this season, it was just released on Netflix.
Okay.
But it's not that it's, you know, new. So. Yeah, it's really fun.
What is it related? Or why were you bringing it up?
No, just this conversation of AI just made me think of it.
A paper by researchers at Princeton University and Flinders University investigates how online shaming is motivated by justice motives and hedonic motives. The study also examined the role of anonymity and social norms in shaping these motivations. In three experiments involving a total of 625 participants, the researchers presented a fake news article featuring an instance of Islamophobia, along with fake likes, shares, and comments below the article. Participants were told that the comments were left by other participants of the study. They were then given the opportunity to respond to the article by liking, sharing, and commenting, and then responding to a survey evaluating justice concerns, moral outrage, deservingness, and Schadenfreude. In one of the studies, 49.3% of participants left a comment, 23.6% shared the article, and 18.7% liked the article. Of those who commented, 74% left a comment classified as shaming, of which 38% reached the severity of stigmatizing shaming, which is directly shaming the person rather than the action. The researchers concluded that justice concerns and moral outrage did not predict shaming behavior. Instead, shaming behavior and severity are more strongly predicted by feelings of deservingness and Schadenfreude. Furthermore, anonymity did not have any significant effect.
プリンストン大学とフリンダース大学の研究で、ネット上で他人を叩く行為が行われる動機を正義的動機と快楽的動機に分けて調査しました。その際、匿名性と社会通念が果たす役割についても分析しました。合計625人の被験者を対象に3回の実験を行い、まずイスラム嫌悪の事例を取り上げたフェイク記事を見せ、記事の下には事前にいいね、シェア、コメントをつけておき、被験者にはコメントは他の被験者が書いたものであると告げました。いいね、シェア、コメントを使って記事に反応してもらい、アンケートで正義感から来る懸念、道徳的怒り、他人が被害に値するかどうか、ざまみろと思う度合いなどを評価しました。その結果、被験者の 49.3% がコメントを残し、23.6% が記事を共有し、18.7% がいいねを押しました。コメントを残した人のうち 74% が他人を叩くようなコメントを残し、そのうち 38% は行為自体ではなくその人本人の人格を叩くような内容でした。正義感や道徳的怒りは他人を叩く行動を予測しておらず、その代わり叩く行為とその深刻さは他人が被害に値すると思う度合いやざまみろと思う度合いによって強く予測可能となっていました。匿名性は有意な影響を与えていませんでした。
よっ。
まあそうだよね。
Is this just one of those studies where it's like, I don't know, we all knew this, or?
いやでもそうでもないと思うから、何かコメントする前に一旦こういうポップアップを出してほしいよね。そのちょっと待ってみたいな、こう正義感で叩いてると思っているかもしれないけど、実際よく考えるとそれってただざまあ見ろみたいな気持ちではありませんかみたいな風に一旦聞くようにし たらいいかもね。
I think part
これ自体を認知するというか。
For people that were, for the participants who interacted with the fake article, it seems like, you know, most of them have the, you know, agree on the justice concern part. But justice concern leads to feelings of deservingness and can lead to feelings of, from deservingness, either moral outrage or the Schadenfreude.
Right.
So the reason why justice concern is not as predictive is because a lot of the people that feel that are not leaving shaming comments. So they have the same judgment on the action, but they don't go so far as to act on it by shaming the individual directly.
Right, right, right. まあそうだよね。だって例えばその最近日本でよくあったさ、こう回転寿司でなんかしちゃうみたいなやつとかもさ、そういう行為に起こるのはほぼみんなそうじゃん。多分国民のさ 98% くらいはやめろって思うわけじゃん。
Right.
ただその、ね、98% の人がやめろって思って、じゃあ 98% の人がお前死ねみたいな、でもお前は高校もクビになっても人生壊れてしまえみたいなことを言うかっていうと、別にそういうわけじゃないもんね。
Yeah, let me give a breakdown of the questions they asked in order to evaluate each of these things. So like for justice concern, in order to assess the participants' perception that the offender in the article had violated important values, they asked if they agreed with these statements. I feel the person in the article acted in a way that is inconsistent with my values and beliefs. The person in the article has disregarded the values we should all share. The person has violated common decency. And one question people were given the option to agree with is, I have similar values and beliefs as the person in the article. But that's sort of the first level where, you know, most people would have a similar reaction to the, like, Kaitenzushino kid, right? And then deservingness is, I feel that the person in the article deserves any negative outcomes they may receive. The person in the article deserves to be punished. The person in the article deserves to be called out for their behavior in a public way. So that's kind of an escalation from, you know, the justice concern, right? And then moral outrage is when you actually feel angry, like the emotion is there.
Yeah.
And interestingly, moral outrage was not strongly correlated with more severe shaming. So even people who were quite upset emotionally, it didn't necessarily mean that they were going to write a comment personally attacking them. They may write a comment criticizing their behavior,
right?
But it, even though they're morally outraged, they may not necessarily attack the person. Attacking the person was more associated with this, the deservingness and the Schadenfreude, which is it was gratifying to see how others responded to the person in the article, or I felt pleased by the responses of others to the person in the article.
Right. まあでもそうだよね。そのみんなが怒るようなことを誰かがしたときにさ、じゃあ例えば回転寿司に行って醤油差しを舐めてはいけませんみたいな、醤油差し舐めるなんて最低だよねみたいなって、別に自分がツイートで書かなくてももう当たり前だもんね。だから何か当たり前じゃないことを言う、その言うに、ま、値するようなことってなると、そこからさらに踏み込まないといけないというかさ、なんていうの、そのこの子の親どういうどんな顔か見てみたいわみたいなこととかっていうのはさ、 もうそれは人格を否定することになるわけだけどさ、
うん、
そのただその行為に起こってるっていうのはもうみんなそうだから、基本はどんな場合でもって考えると、まあそうだよねきっとね、
うん、
まあ、その正義感から来る懸念みたいなまたちょっとベクトルが違うかもしれないけど、その自分が何か言わないと、ね、社会がこうおかしい方向に行ってしまうかもしれないとか、そういう懸念があるのかもしれないから、それはまたちょっと別のモチベーションがあるかもしれないけどさ。
Well, the shaming is ranked by these researchers in terms of the comment severity. And so if someone just says, you know, I feel bad for the people who catch a virus because of these actions, you know, like expressing sympathy for people that are affected by the Kaitenzushi boys' actions, right? That is like neutral. There's no attack on the boy. And then, you know, so expressing sympathy for people affected is the most benign, I suppose. And then criticizing his action is the next level, which is shaming, but it's not... What is the term they're using? Stigmatizing, shaming. Because you're criticizing their actions,
right.
But you're not criticizing the person necessarily. And then there's this level of like, you know, this is a reflection of his upbringing, and this guy should be kicked out of his university, and this guy should be charged with some sort of, you know, public nuisance, criminal something. Like the going after the guy is sort of the most severe level.
Right. Yeah.
And it's characterized by the researchers as, you know, this is kind of comes from, you know, this has been done throughout history. There's a historical context to this, you know, shaming. We see it in like the TV shows too, like the, you know, dragging someone through the public square and people are throwing, I don't know, tomatoes or cucumbers at them or something. And so this stigmatizing is trying to label someone as evil and cast them out. Whereas you could have more reintegrative shaming that's not necessarily trying to, you know, kick them out of society or whatever, but try to correct them or guide them.
やっぱ教育がすごい大事だよね。その子供たちにまず、まあ、大人はさ、まあ、ちょっともう遅いというかちょっと一旦諦めるというか置いとくとして、子供たちに今やっぱ ICT 教育とかでさ、そういう、ね、ネット上のいじめとかそういうのを防ぐためにみたいないろいろワークショップやったりとかしてるのを見るけどさ、
うん、
そういうところでその何かだから、ね、ニュースなり何なりでこう怒りを感じた時になんか別にコメントするのはいいじゃん。なんかそこでこうその行為を批判してるのか人格を否定してるのか、行為を批判するのはいいけど人格を否定してはいけませんよみたいなさ、それをこうもうシェード価値観として調整していくしかないというか、
well,
だからその
yeah.
その怒りを共有して同じぐらいその寿司屋のでやらかしちゃった子に同じぐらい怒ってたとしても人格をして否定してる人を見たら、いやそれは違うんじゃないって言えないといけないわけじゃん。だから自分がやらないももちろんそうだし、そう、
I mean the researchers here aren't necessarily making a judgment about these actions themselves, and you knowThis kind of shaming and levels of shaming could have, you know, could perform some meaningful function for society. And there may be cases, you know, where the person themselves is, you know, actually should be shamed, you know, like Harvey Weinstein or something, you know, like.
Yeah. だからその, yeah, I mean.場合によるよね。そのだからそこまでのことをした実際にしたのかっていうのをさ、その コメントするときにはそんぐらいのことをしたって感じるのかもしれないけど、みんなの波に乗ってるだけで、ね、実際別に自分が被害に遭ったわけじゃないとか、そのワインスティンみたいにもっと大きい問題につながってるみたいな話じゃない場合はさ、
I think we should just have an awareness of, you know, what the consequences are, because public shaming, is well documented that it causes serious anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder and, you know, enormous.
Even worse. Yeah, so, だからそれがね、だからやっぱ怖くなっちゃうんだよね、私は。その寿司のやつとか見ててもさ、その若いじゃん、すごい。でもやったのはダメなんだけど、こんな何万人とかからこうやって言われることによってさ、本当にそれこそね、命を絶ったりとかしちゃう可能性もあるから、じゃあそこまでのことなのかっていうとさ、っていうふうに考えないといけないというか、それが起きちゃってから、あ、それは言い過ぎだったなって言ってもちょっと遅いからさ、っていうのを見ててちょっと怖いなって思ってしまうけど。
Well, the researchers actually talked quite a bit aboutthe public shaming that was going on around the pandemic、and how aggressive that was and the effect、right. that had on people and right, right. that, you know, people can have different judgments about it, but some people think that in many cases that went too far. And people just sort of assume that they won't be on the other side of this thing.But I could have been that, like, that delinquent kaiten sushi troll. Like, I never did that. But, like, you know, I was an idiot teenager at one point. And if someone, like, dared me or something, I don't know. Like, you never know. Like, you could just do something stupid.
Yeah.
And it's when people are so dejected from...sort of a broad social reflex that they become, you know, sort of anti-social or, you know, they become more of a concern for society, not less.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been able to understand if the backlash was coming from other young kids, you know?Because they don't think that they would do such a thing, and you know, they're so young, they're not really mature, and so they would just have this extreme reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as a 36-year-old person, as a mother, it's like, yeah, it's so stupid. He shouldn't have done it. It's just 本当にバカだと思うけど、やったこと自体はでも。Yeah, if your environment was slightly different, then you could have done that too, right? If you're bullied into doing it, or, I don't know, if you want to seem cool to your friends, you're like desperately trying to fit in because of some environmental factor or
well,
anything
what's
is possible.
Funny is that kind of thing, you know, people in other countries, for example, in the United States, do things that are a million times more...Mewaka than that, like every single day, and there's no outrage.
I know.
Like every single day, people are just doing insanely.
I see videos of like grown-ups having absolute tantrums at like McDonald's or something. You know, every day,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I worry sometimes, like when I see those videos of like just an adult.Right, like someone that's like 40 or 50 years old or whatever,
yeah.
Just having a meltdown over some situation. Have you seen that? What is it called? Have I mentioned this? That there are these guys that publicly shame people into putting their cart back in the cart return. Have I mentioned
no,
this?
見たことない。
So they're.In the U.S., and as far as I know, this is like a nationwide problem and everyone is horrible. But like
people
go shopping and the cart, you're supposed to put the cart back in the cart return.
Yeah.
There is a guy that runs around collecting the carts that people don't return.
Okay.
I don't know what his job is called. The cart return guy. But, yeah. And if you don't return the cart, then the cart can, like, roll and hit someone else's car.
Right.
But whenever I've been in the U.S. recently, there's carts everywhere and no one is returning them. So there's some, there's like some YouTube channel or something where they go to these parking lots at like a Target or Walmart or Best Buy or whatever, and they film someone leaving their cart and getting in their car to drive away. And before they drive away, this guy like stops them. He's like, sir, can you please return your cart?
Yeah.
And the way people react to this is like so embarrassing and like so, like they don't like being told what to do. And it's like, oh, this guy is like filming me without my permission. He's trying to create content for his TikTok or something, right? And they're just like, and now I have to like in public get out of my car and push the cart to the cart return and apologize to this TikToker. And like, they don't, I can understand why they don't like it. But,
yeah.
But the level of meltdown is like, they're like trying to punch this guy and they're like screaming. They're like,
wow.
No, it's like, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to make me do it. I'm not returning the cart. And the guy's like, if you just return the cart, I mean, it'll take 10, 15 seconds. The cart return is right there. It's like, no, get out of here. Leave me alone. Stop filming. Like they just, you know, they, it's, I understand why people melt down, but like, I worry that I could get caught in that kind of situation because, you know, sometimes you have a day where it's like, everything's not going well. You're in a bad mood. You haven't slept. And what if it's just, you know.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing that, like, so then, so that's how you can see the whole world, or something like that. その、カート返してないのも悪いし、そこで逆ギレするのも良くないけどさ、その人が本当今どういう状況に置かれてるか分かんないし、まあ、そのアメリカのカート問題で言うと、まず動線が悪いよね。あれって。その、日本でああいう風にならないのってさ、あの、カートをまず外に持っていかないじゃん。それ詰めてから車に持っていくじゃん。でカート置き場はさ、その自分の動線上にあるから別に返せばいいけどさ、アメリカのあのスーパーの外の駐車場とかってさ、
There's
カートを車まで持って行って、でカート置き場がさ、ちょっと変な場所にあったりするじゃん、確かに。あそこまで、その結構さ、車、その駐車場を横切って、なんていうの、車を避けながら行かないといけないみたいな、危なかったりするしさ、だからその返さないのを別に正当化するつもりはないけど、デザインも悪い。
People are just lazy. People are
Maybe,
so lazy in this. Everyone's wearing Crocs. Okay.
Yeah, this public shaming thing. I think there's a very, I think I've mentioned this before, but there's this very famous guy who used to do this. Like he would catch pedophiles. Like under, he would undercover.
Oh yeah.
And then he was releasing all the information about these people, and one of them killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or killed himself, and it, you know, caused a lot of conversations, I guess. And the そういうねところまで行くと結構難しいなと思うよね。Because one thing, I like watching these, you know, undercover pedophile catching thing. Vigilante thing, you know,
is it
because
catch a
I do
predator?
Have this.
Is that what it's?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I do have this like Schadenfreude type feeling, and also you know, oh, we need to make the society safe for our children. You know, look at all the children that are being victimized by these people.
Yeah, I think it's. I don't have any problem with that, honestly. Like the public shaming has evolved in human society, like. You know, for a reason, and I think for certain things, it just, it's like a public service announcement, you know, it's like letting, just reminding everyone,
yeah,
like this is just not acceptable in society.
So I think it really depends on what it's about, like the cart, 例えば日本だとさ、 トイレをきれいに使ってくださいって書くとみんなそんなに気にしないんだけど、いつもきれいに使ってくださってありがとうございますって書いておくときれいに使ってくれるとかあるじゃん。そのポジティブな声かけによってポジティブな行動を喚起するみたいな。だからその
Not the men's room, but yeah.
なんかお前カート返してないだろみたいな、そういう結構さ、まあ、攻撃的な言い方してないにしてもそうやって撮影したりとかすることによって逆効果になるみたいなありそうな気はするから、
mm.
like, I, actually like 2 days ago I saw a reel、of a, this guy approaches some stranger on the sidewalk with a 100 ポンドビルみたいな、mm. and he'd be like, oh I think you dropped it from your pocket, and then the guy is like, oh really, oh maybe みたいな、 and thenOh yeah, like can you check your pocket because you know, and then the guy's like, yeah, it's mine, thanks, it's mine, みたいな。 And then the guy would be like, no, this is not yours. I was just trying to see if people are honest or not, みたいなさ。そういうのはさ、なんかただの嫌なやつじゃんみたいな。その。
Well, they're like both kind of 嫌なやつじゃん。Like 二人とも。
でもさ、
the guy too.
なんだろう。でも benefit of the doubt 上げるとさ、もしかしたら100ポンド入ってなかったかもしれないけど、よく考えたら入ってたのかもしれないなって思う可能性もあるじゃん、その人がね。
No, these guys know that they didn't drop that.
Yeah, they know they didn't drop 100 pound bill through their head. And it's almost like you know that a lot of people would say, oh, it's mine, so they do it. Even though it's really not a big deal and it's not a natural situation
I think like, it's an like interesting social experiment, but it is like that sort of crosses the line in terms of like just unnecessary public shaming.
You know? I know. I like the ones that like cause people to do good things. You know, like I love the ones where they plant some children at the park or something, and then they plant a fake predator, and they're like, hey, you know, do you want to go eat ice cream with me? There's a car ride there. Let's go. And then...they film, you know, these random people who tried to stop them.
Wait, are they shaming the child? Like, what an idiot. I can't believe.
No, it's not about shaming, right? So this is like, oh, wow, like people are actually really nice. You know, they really tried to help these children. Or like these kids will just go up to random people and say like, hey, can you buy me something? I'm really hungry.
But if no one tries to help, do they still upload that?Like, the kid just gets in the van and they leave?
No.
Like, how far do they go before they, like, stop the experiment?
でも多分ほとんどの人が助けてくれるんだよ、きっと。
No. That's got to be, like, selective.
I mean, that's possible too, but I think it's a good message to the society. Like, hey, you know, there are a lot of good people out there, and you should be one of these people too, because that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, like, norm pressure.
And that's terrifying that it's just like, just totally dependent on this bystander to like sense what's going on and like step in. And like, if they didn't, it'd just be like,
right? So, でもみんなね、ちゃんとすごい助けてくれるんだよ。なんか、hey, like, まあ子供にさ、are you okay? Do you know this person? とか言う人もいるし、そのプレデター側に、like, what's this kid's name? とか、めっちゃ聞いてくれる人もいて。なんか、oh, I'm just, you know, her mom's friend とか言ってもさ、yeah, but what's her name? Just what is this kid's name? とかずっと聞いて、すごく聞いてこう助けてくれる人とかもいるしさ。So I like those videos.
There has been a trend of this public shaming, and these videos have like a comment section where there's, you know, a lot of piling on too.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways, like when someone does something good in public where it seems authentic, there's a lot of like positive reinforcement too.
Can you imagine like this, okay, you didn't drop your 100 pundo satsu, and then, you know, in the moment you decide to lie, and it's not even a decision that you ponder, right? It just comes out and it's like, oh yeah, it's mine. And then...boom, you're on TikTok and Instagram and a lot of people are commenting and maybe your colleagues will accidentally see it, your wife will see it, and your kids might see it, and then, you know, suddenly you're like the worst person.
Yeah. And everyone's just like, what a piece of garbage. Like, I wouldn't have taken that. Like, I can't believe. But people don't actually know how they would have acted.
Yeah, because like in a natural situation, right? If someone comes up to you and said, hey, I think you dropped this 100-pound bill, and you take it, even though it's not yours, thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's not really a problem, right? Because no one, it's not like you stole it, and no one's really looking for it. Maybe it was just on the street doing nothing.
Well, it's the lie, right? Like, oh yeah, I dropped it. Like, if you say that, you know, now, like, if I actually drop a 100-pound bill, I'm gonna be like, oh no, it's not mine. Like, you know, just because I'm afraid of ending up on TikTok.
Yeah, so it's like, it's weird.
I do wonder how it affects behavior at a larger scale. You know, like, are more people returning their carts now just on the, to avoid the off chance that they'll be confronted about, like, not returning their cart? Is it kind of, it's almost working like a more, I don't know if organic's the right word, but it's like a social credit system, right? But not everyone's in the system. You sort of get randomly sampled by some influencer and turned into content that they monetize. Like, they make you look like an idiot and make money. Like, that's that's insane. But it's also weird to start shaming, like, publicly shaming the public shamers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I can never be so confident that I'm not doing anything wrong, or I will never do anything wrong, that I can make these videos and start shaming people, you know?
Right.
Like, okay, I put the cart back every single time, but then, like, I might be doing something else that, you know, other people think that it's not okay, or I might do it in the future. Like, how can you be so confident?
Do you always return carts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't use carts, but when I do, yeah. Mm.
Do you always wipe the bench at the gym when you're done with
it? Yes.
Wow, okay. I hate it when people don't wipe the seat after they use it. Drives me insane.
だって汗つくからね。
Yeah, well, it's like now I have to wipe it before and after, and my before wiping has to be like, I'm wiping your like dried, like semi-dried, just like festering. It's just, I don't know. That's like basic hygiene manners.
Yeah. そうね。まあでもみんな結構やってない人も多いけどね。でも私はなんか日本人だし真面目だからやるそういうの。
There are really different standards for stuff like that culturally across, like, in different countries, and it's noticeable. And it's not like, I don't think it's racist to call it out. It's just the culture is different, you know? So there's a, like, a cultural stereotype, like, Japanese people generally don't leave trash behind when they're traveling. And I'm not even implying that other, you know, people do, but...
いや、あのカフェとかでもさ、アメリカもそうだけど、like, こっちもさ、飲んだりした後にそれを置いてっちゃうじゃん、その机に。
うん。
なんか日本ってさ、それみんな返すじゃん、ちゃんと。
Right.
それとかもね、結構文化の違いだなと思うけど、自分はなんかどうしてもそれを置いていくことができないんだよ。なんかすごい悪いことしてる気持ちになる。
Is there somewhere for you to take it?Like, could you give it to them? Like, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, but people just don't?
うん、多分それが普通なんじゃない?そのなんか、多分返さなきゃいけないっていう、あの、何、アイデアがないというか。
うん。
なんか別に悪いことしてるわけじゃないんだけど、 その置いてるからといって、
うん、
でもなんとなく自分はさ悪いことしてるような気持ちに勝手になっちゃうっていうか放置してるみたいな、
うん、Yeah I think it's I don't know Are people's sort of social mannersglobally, is that improving or deteriorating? If you had to guess.
どうだろう、なんかソーシャルメディアとか見てると悪くなってるって思わされるかもしれないけど、実際良くなってんじゃない、普通に。昔の話とか聞いてるとか、昔の写真とか見るとさ、電車の中とか。もうゴミだらけとか。
But all the old people say that the young people have no manners. And, you know, we're... I mean, what's considered rude is different. You know, like being on your phone is like rude.
Well, then everyone's rude. You know, like, yeah, まあそういうのはね。
And everyone now is, you know, listening to like... I don't know. UK garage, like drill, like twerk, drum and bass...I don't know. Like, there, I do think it depends when, like, what era you compare things to. Because,
yeah, the 本当文化によって違うよね。だからそのね電車の中で YouTube をさイヤフォンとかつけないでも音出しながら見るとかさ、そういう人は別にロンドンも結構いるから、そんぐらいではもう何も思わなくなるというかさ。日本だったらもうって感じじゃん。それヘッドフォンつけないで YouTube 電車で見る人なんてもうゼロ人じゃん。
Do you think it's rude to talk to someone with earphones in? You know the new earphones have this pass-through feature? Is it called pass-through? Like transparency mode or something? Like you can have the earbud in your ear and still hear everything.Because it amplifies.
Oh, yeah,
It turns into like a hearing aid almost. Like you can just hear around you.
Yeah.
So you could just have a conversation with someone with your earphones in. But it feels weird or it feels rude if someone has earphones in and they're talking to you. Because it feels like they might be, like they're not really listening. Like they're listening to something else.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me when people do that, but it does bother me when my husband's doing that to me. I'm like, hey, excuse me.
Like, it just leaves the earphone in.
Yeah.
Hmm. And there's the thing where you, like, pull the earphone out and you just hover it next to your ear. And it that gives this feeling of, like, hurry up and say what you need to say so I can put this back in my ear.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, bro, just put that shit away for a second. You know, and but there's the pass through or transparency mode or whatever the hell it's called. So like, maybe you don't. Maybe it's not rude. I don't know.
でも私がカフェでなんか頼むときに、例えばたまたま両耳にエアポッド入ってたら、片方わざわざ外す。外して注文する。なんか外す必要ないけど、なんかあなたと喋れる準備ができていますみたいな。もうポーズだよね。だから。要はパフォーマンスただの。
Do you pause what you're listening to when you're?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But you just pull one side out momentarily when you order.
うん、あの外すとさ、まあ、勝手に音楽とか止まるじゃん、AirPods って。で、まあ止まってたとしてもそうね、片っぽわざと外してると思う。
I put mine away usually.Do you think it'd be rude to order something at a cafe with the Apple Vision Pro on?
なんか rude とかのレベルじゃない。
Well, like they can see your eyes and everything, right? Like you're making eye contact. 目が見えてる
から、ただなんかだから失礼とかじゃなくてなんか変人だなって思うだけじゃない。
Well, for now, but what about like 5 years from now? You know?And you have the dial, right? Like you have it on AR mode or whatever. Yeah. And they can see your eyes and you're like, you know, why do you have to take it off?
失礼とかじゃなくて笑っちゃうかもね、なんかその店員さんだったらすごいっすねみたいな。
Well, like even 5-10 years from now, you don't, when it's like normal.
I don't think that, will, I don't think it, that would be normal.
Do you think we'll see people wearing it outside? Like if I went to, you know, Starbucks right now and I put on Apple Vision Pro and I started working, you know, sitting there, you know, doing the like Minority Report thing, is that acceptable?
いや日本だったらいいけどなんか海外だったらその間に財布とか盗まれそう。
Need air tags on everything, I guess.
Yeah. 以上かな。
Oh, I wanted to mention. Actually, one more thing about the headset. You know, EEG.Electroencephalography. We've talked about it before, but it's these devices that are on the outside of your skull
that analyze
the electrical impulses of your brain, and people can use that to control devices. Wouldn't that be cool if the headset had an EEG in it?
いやどうかね。そんなコマーシャルになったら、
like, you won't even need hand gestures. EEGs are cheap. They could build an EEG into that headset for like $20 or $30, like the hardware. And you could.
暑そうじゃない。夏とかさどうなっちゃうのもうめちゃくちゃ蒸れるじゃん。
No, the EEG, there is like some Star Wars force trainer device that was released I don't know, like a long time ago, and it's like this little, it looks like a headset, like a radio, like headphones or something, and you just put it on your head and it has an EEG and you can actually control a device using your mind.
Okay. So it's not really covering your whole head?
No.
Oh.
I mean, there's different levels of sort of accuracy or granularity with what it can sense. You know, you could do a lot with it, but... and it does need to be trained. There would be a training period.
Right. だからそれがね結構大変そうだったじゃん。そのかなり練習しないとこっち側がねかなり練習しないとできないからさ、まあ、だからそういうアプリをつけてまずこうチュートリアル的にめっちゃ練習するとかだったら、まあ、だから eventually そういうのはついてくるんじゃないの、その Apple Vision Pro
for $3,500 it better be like a reading my mind, you know, likeI don't want to have to do the little finger stuff. And where are the legs? There's no legs. Remember Zuck promised legs. They didn't have legs. And now Apple's not doing the legs either. And so the leg movement is always like very strange. It's like not correct.
まずコントローラーがないだけで褒めてくれよ。
Is that a good thing?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool, no?
Well, so the Quest already has this like hand gesture stuff. It can see your fingers and stuff. It does that too. Not as well, presumably, but the no controller thing has been around for a while. Right. And
yeah, but I mean like from when we first tried, you know, the VR headset,do the zombie game or whatever with all the wires, and it had to be in this specific room with, you know, corner sensors and then two remote controllers, and
yeah,
it's just like surrounded by multiple wires, and
the HTC someone has Vive. To like,
yeah, someone has to be there to move all the wires so you won't be tangled when you're moving around.
Yeah, there was no pass through. There's no pass through.The power was through a cable. It had to be connected to an actual computer.
Yeah.
So there's no compute on board the device.
Yeah. Yeah, so from there to here, it's crazy, you know? It's a crazy difference.
What did you think of all this?
You had to have sensor on four corners of your room.
I want legs, though, and mind control. What do you think of this UFO whistleblower, the Pentagon official that was like part of like NRO and like all these like intelligence agencies, who has testified under oath before Congress that the U.S. government has like a UFO retrieval program where they're capturing and storing like non-human origin technical craft or whatever he's saying? Like, did you see this?
I just saw like the article.
You didn't watch the interview of this guy?
No.
What do you think? Isn't this what everyone's waiting for? The guy, the super credible, high-ranking official from a reputable institution of government to tell us the truth?
I don't know.
Well, is he lying or is he crazy or what do you think? Or, I mean, are there aliens? Obviously, there's that possibility too.
I don't know. I mean,
is he the Snowden of like aliens?
That would be super exciting, but my first instinct would be like, oh, this is super sketchy.
But he's a government official with like super polished credentials, and he doesn't seem to be an obvious crackpot or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch the interview, so I should.
What's your impulse or like your sense from what you saw?
My impulse is to not believe him.
Do you think he's lying? Or do you think he's crazy?
Yeah, either way. I don't know. I mean, what did you think? You saw the interview, right?
Yeah, I've consumed every drop of this whole thing. Well, he said the first UFO he was briefed on crashed in 1933. And Mussolini's government had captured the UFO. And then that was transferred to the United States in 1944 by the Vatican.
What?
Specifically, Pope Pius the 12th. Pius or whatever, however the heck you say that guy's name.
Yeah, so, you know, just like...
So, like, the popes are moving UFOs around, okay? It's been going on since the 30s. But we don't know if people are lying to this guy. Like, he might believe everything he's saying.
Right, right.
You know, he could be part of some MK Ultra.
Right.
Which, you know, Bard would subsequently deny.
Yeah.
We don't know how confused this guy is.
Why is so it always like, Vatican, and why is it always with the Pope? Like, I don't understand.
So he made a lot of claims, and I cherry-picked the one that had the Vatican and the Pope, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, why are they involved at all? I mean, the first UFO ever was in the control of the Vatican, allegedly. There could have been UFOs earlier than that. But what's so fascinating to me about this is that we have someone who has the credentials. He has the credibility. He has the experience. He's had the clearance, you know? He's a government official. He's a whistleblower. Like, everything about this we would believe him except for what he's saying. That's the only problem is the claim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard anyone point out like, oh, this guy's been saying crazy stuff forever. This guy's, you know, off his rocker for this reason. This guy was part of MK Ultra. This is a total psyop. Like nothing. You know, there's no undermining of this person's credibility, and yet we just can't believe him because the claims he's making are just too fantastical. And it just seems like, wow, this guy watched way too much X-Files or something.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if it's like all true and he's like finally mustered all the courage and released this information to the entire world, knowing that it sounds super crazy and no one will believe him.
Do you have an open mind to that? Or is it's closed?
not really. Not really for this one, but, you know, just...
I'm trying to have an open mind.
Just like as a thought experiment, you know?
It could be true.
Because crazy things happen in this world. It has happened.
This is crazy. So. This is totally crazy. All the technology we have is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. We shouldn't be... you know, we are monkeys, and what we know is true is crazy. So adding aliens and UFOs in the Vatican, maybe that's like just a little bit more crazy. Did you see the Las Vegas UFO crash video?
No.
So while all this is going down, there was another story of a UFO that crashed in Las Vegas. You didn't hear about this?
No.
And there's like this, I think, Mexican family living there, and they were interviewed by the media. There was an object that came down from the sky, and there was like this loud noise, and they ran outside and they saw two like 9 foot tall extraterrestrial beings in the backyard. This is their claim. And that, you know, one of the aliens was actually trying to drive their forklift.
Okay. I mean, didn't we see, I can't remember if we talked about this here, but wasn't there like a stats the other day that said like 90% of UFO sightings come from the States or even more?
I haven't seen that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It's like in the world, you know, most people who have claimed that they've seen UFO or aliens are Americans.
It's an interesting stat.
Right?
Yeah. Other people should start paying attention, you know? Like,
I think it's just a cultural thing.
It's definitely a cultural thing, but you also have to keep in mind that the United States is also the country that has the most money going into the development of like secret aircraft projects.
Yeah, so it doesn't help, right? And I mean, those two things combined.
Yeah, like the F-117 looks like a UFO. Like a lot of the, you know, there are a lot of reports of like triangle-shaped UFOs or diamond-shaped UFOs.
Yeah.
But in like the 60s and 70s, the U.S. was secretly operating these stealth aircraft that had this diamond shape.
Right. Yeah, so doesn't help at all. 文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。宿題、毎週いろんな問題を出しています。文法、単語、リスニングとか、まあ、いろんな分野を網羅できるようになっているのでチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュースbilingualnews.jp 公式サイトでストアも展開しています。いろんなグッズ売っているのでそちらもチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやっているのでそちらもフォローしていただけると大変助かります。あと広告を出していないので皆さん口コミ で広げていただけると大変助かります。人におすすめしていただくことで成り立っていると言っても過言ではないので、BN メンバーシップサポーターの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています。というわけでまた来週。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。